But to bring us more details on that, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And whatever we do get today and tonight, it's really going to be very, very spotty, very light, just nuisance. And that will be in the form of showers. 75 to 80 today, mid-60s tonight. Showers and a thunderstorm Thursday, 75 to 80. But the heavy guns, so to speak, will come in tomorrow night. The showers and storms will be heavier. They will taper off Friday. We'll be in the mid-70s. Saturday will be a sunny to partly sunny day in the mid-70s. And I think mostly sunny and continued in the 70s on Sunday. So we're looking at a pretty decent weekend. And even after that, the weather looks very, very calm into next week. So that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always good to get calm weather. I mean, well, at this time of year, it doesn't really matter. But it's nice to get a break from all the, like every 3 days getting heavy rain and then not getting rain for 5 days and then getting heavy rain. So, yeah, it's nice to be kind of into this temperature where the temperature's moderate and nice, a little cool in the morning, but it makes for nice times outside.
Yeah. You notice ever since I have been taking off on Mondays, you notice the weekends have been nice.
Yeah, I noticed that. How come?
I should take off more often on Mondays. But, I mean, generally speaking, we do get nice weather in September. That is one of the key reasons why we do our movie project up at the lake in September. One, the first reason is because the weather is cooler. Second reason is because a lot of the summer people are gone. So it affords us the possibility of come and going a lot easier. And we don't have to worry about, you know, generators and this and all of that other stuff. So it generally works out for us. But let's just hope this year it works out because I see us lagging behind as we speak right now.
Well, you have to also remember, but I remember, was it a couple of years ago? You were filming and you were freezing. Your hands were all freezing and everything like
yes.
that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's
that could happen, yeah. And I remember we had problems with the camera lenses.
Yeah.
They were getting all fogged up because it was so cold outside. Yep.
And
there could be a lot of problems in September.
And the digital cameras don't work well. I mean, the high definition cameras don't work well when it gets below right around 50.
Yeah, you're right. So we don't have to deal with that right now. Thank goodness. And everything is just, you know, moving along very, very, very quietly. Nothing in the Atlantic to bother us. Pete and Rose have weakened to tropical depressions, and they will stay out in the Atlantic. Now, there is another one off Africa that could head toward Puerto Rico, and that would be in the next, like, 8 or 9 days. I think the name of that would be Sam, but I'm not sure.
Sam.
Yeah, I think so.
Geez, we're away from all those weird names we had last year.
Oh, yeah. That was terrible. Absolutely terrible. So, yeah, so, you know, the Atlantic is still working hard. And thank goodness we don't have to worry about that. And all you have to worry about is getting wet over the next couple of days.
And you don't have to worry about the house being humid anymore.
Oh, no, because we have the central air back. That's nice, yeah.
What's the temperature in the weather center this morning?
The temperature this morning at the Weather Center is 74.
With nice humidity, not those 86 degree things.
Yeah, remember last year at this last week at this time was 86.
Man, that's just horrible.
12 degrees cooler, yep. Yeah.
12 degrees cooler, and you got the humidity handled.
Right, we have that down too. So in here, anyhow, outside the humidity is back up.
Yep, I can feel that this morning. Yeah,
yeah, and. And pretty much that really is a scoop. I mean, this movie, I have to tell you, Marshall, it's light spirit. Most of it takes place in the living room. And, I mean, there are a lot of funny lines, but there's not much action in it. You know, I mean, again, this is more adaptable for, you know, a stage play. So I don't know. I just don't know how this is going to turn out. I mean, I think the acting is good. I think some of the lines are very funny. But the storyline is good. It's just not, you know, it's not the usual for us. So I'm a little, what's the word? A little questionable on how this whole thing is going to turn out. But I'm not saying a word.
Well, you just roll with it for now.
Well, that's all we could do. I mean, you can't make it anything that it isn't.
No.
So, so that's what we're doing. We're rolling with it, and we'll see how it comes out, you know. But it's not the kind of movie, you know, where it's not slapstick. That's which I think this crew is best in, slapstick comedy. It's not that at all. So we shall see what happens. It's halfway through. Can't stop it now.
All right, you know, I was looking at a list of top. You see where Clint Eastwood has another new movie out? Isn't he amazing?
He's 91, isn't he?
Yep, Cry Macho. And it's gotten pretty good reviews. So
God bless him. I mean, to memorize all those lines and everything like that.
It's amazing. He produced it, of course, and he stars in it. Real popular movie right now, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, that from Marvel. Okay, that's doing really well. Kate and Candyman. I don't know why anybody would watch Candyman. I'm sorry. It's a thriller. And once again, it's a thriller where people do stupid things to get themselves killed. I just don't like movies like that, like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and everything. How many mistakes can you make in a row to allow somebody to kill you? Really, think about it.
Yeah, really.
Now, I know here's a movie that I know that you're going to really rush to watch, The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Oh, please.
we couldn't take them when they were real.
Thank you.
I want to see the movie Free Guy. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's been out for a while, and it's got an 80% popularity rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that does look like a lot of fun. I have so much catching up to do, but that won't happen until the fall. Yeah, you know what I mean, until we close up.
Because
fall comes in at 3:21 today. But we don't close up until Columbus Day weekend at the earliest, so I won't be sitting home watching movies until then.
Do you still vote in the Academy Awards?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. And one of the ladies that's in this movie, she's in a play. I think it's called The Cemetery Club, and she's going to be doing that the Columbus Day weekend. So, and it's up there by the lake in Roxbury. So I'm hoping we could get a chance to go over there and see her. I hear she got the leading role, and I hear she's doing very, very well in it. So I'd like to go up and see that too before we close up. Hopefully, you know, everything hinges on closing. Hinges on getting the movie done before closing weekend. If we could wrap up that movie, then when we go up there Columbus Day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we have 3 days, you know, to pack up, to close up, and do some things, you know, for the fall, and drive around, they have the different festivals and things like that. We used to do that all the time when things were so much less hectic. Now we don't have, we never get a chance to do any of that stuff.
All right, hard to believe that Columbus Day weekend's not that far off.
It's not that far off at all. No. How many weekends? This weekend's the 25th, so it's one.
Three
weekends.
Yeah. Man, then we'll really be in the thick of it.
The thick of what?
Bad weather.
Well, sometimes, you know, lately October has been nicer than the summer.
Well, let's hope
we're having some real nice October weather. So, don't get too excited yet. And I've been working on the winter forecast. And I don't know. This is just a gut, folks, a preliminary gut feeling. My preliminary gut feeling is that, number one, it's going to be overall colder than we're used to. I don't know if it's going to be colder than normal, but colder than we're used to. And I'm thinking that some of our worst weather will occur in March.
Once again, a final gut punch. And, you know,
that's my preliminary thinking right now, but I'm still working on it. So when I get done, we'll put that out too, even if it's far in advance. Who cares?
All right. Well, once again, it doesn't sound like there's much time for movie watching for Pat in the next month.
No, unfortunately. Everything you recommend, I have down on a post-it note right here in front of my desk.
All right. Well, Pat, I want you to have a good day today.
And, you do the same, and stay dry, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
We will be here. All right, Pat, take care.
Okay, bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio. You can always find the forecast also online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on weather with Pat Pagano.